On this third Sunday in Advent, the Sunday of joy, there are 5 possible lectionary texts to choose from. That's a lot. Don't worry, I'm not going to try to weave all of them into the next 15 minutes. But I do want to read Mary's words. I do want to read the words of the Magnificat on this Sunday of joy. These are the words that Mary proclaims after she meets up with Elizabeth. And as she meets up with Elizabeth, the child that is in her womb, both of them, the childs leap for joy and they recognize and see one another in this holy and sacred moment. And this is what Mary says after this blessed encounter with Elizabeth. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For God has looked with favor on the lowliest of servants. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. Mercy is for those who fear God from generation to generation. God has shown strength with God's arm, scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God has helped the servant Israel in remembrance of mercy, according to the promises God made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to the descendants forever. And Mary remained with Elizabeth in her home before she returned. This is the joyful response of the announcing of the coming of Jesus. This is the joy that Mary sings for us this day. Kyle, can we play the video? How amazing in that sacred moment did Mary truly believe in the promises of God that were being fulfilled within her in that very moment in time. For generations and generations, they heard of this promise that God was going to do a new thing, that God was going to send forth, even in barren land, life and water, even the crocus that blooms up in the middle. You know those stubborn crocuses that bloom even when there's still snow on the ground, those ones that just peek up through and remind us of God's promise. Mary believed in this moment that God is faithful to God's promises and that God's love will make a way. A holy way, said the scripture in Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah said that God will make this way, this holy way, so that we may walk upon it in a way that leads to life. Life that is filled with joy and life that is filled with laughter. So this really isn't my sermon, but we're just going to go with this and we're going to go where the Spirit moves us. And so I'm sorry about that, and I'm sorry about the Gospel of Matthew, but we'll get to John in a second. We're still with Mary, and we're still with the prophet Isaiah and the joy that is to come, this everlasting joy that you so eloquently read for us this morning. This everlasting joy will cover us, and sorrow and sighing will be no more. Sorrow and sighing will be no more. There are a lot of things for the community in Isaiah to be sorry for. They're held captive in an oppressive land. They're exiled. They're away from everything they know. You know this. We've told you this about the community in Isaiah. And here the prophet is saying there will be no more sorrow. One day, joy will replace the sorrow that you bring. There's lots of things to feel sorry over. There's lots of sorrow that we carry into this space as believers in the joy that is to come. There is sorrow over loss of loved ones that we miss. There is sorrow over economic realities that we might be facing. There's sorrow over family chaos and broken relationships. There is sorrow, and it is real, and we bring it into this space. And oh, there is sighing. I have a really bad habit of sighing a lot. Yes, I do. I have this habit of sighing a lot. And after I read this text, I took a look this week at how many times I was sighing. There are reasons to sigh, don't get me wrong, but picking the wrong line at the store is not one of them. Having people not leave me voice messages on my cell phone is not a sighing matter. Not being able to figure out and find where I put all those lights for the Christmas tree, not a real sighing matter. But there are matters in this world that make us sigh. And sometimes those sighs are too deep for words. In the Gospel of Matthew, the other scripture reading this morning, John the Baptist has a good reason to sigh. John the Baptist finds himself in prison. He finds himself in prison, and there he sends a message out. And the message he sends out from where he is asking Jesus, "Who are you? Are you really the one? Are you really the one, Jesus? Who are you? Are you the one we longed for? Are you the one we've waited for?" I find this question a little ironic now in the chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew, because up to this point, John seemed pretty darn sure, didn't he? When Jesus comes for baptism, he says, "I'm not even worthy to untie the sandals on his shoes." And yet he comes to me for baptism. And this man's going to baptize you with spirit and fire. I will baptize you with water. Then later on in the Gospel of John says, "This is the Lamb of God, the very one who's going to take away the sins of the world." And yet here he is in a place of deep sighing, in a place of deep wondering, in a place of deep questioning. And Jesus, in typical Jesus fashion, sends back a message. The message is, what do you see and what do you hear? What do you see and what do you hear? The eyes of the blind are open. The ears of the deaf now hear. The lame are leaping for joy, just like in the words that Mary praised God for at the beginning of the journey Jesus had in this human realm. Those words that caused joy for her caused joy for us. And hopefully caused joy for John in that moment. And it's real. The struggle is real. The wrestling with the realities of this world, trying to figure things out, the sorrow and the sigh, and finding joy in this season in the midst of all of that is real. And the scripture today tells us that there is this everlasting joy that God has to offer us. And I loved this part in Shrek and the amount of joy and celebration in this video. In the movie Shrek, it's about really seeing one another. It's about Shrek and Fiona seeing one another and having them connect and love be found. What is it that you see? What is it that you sigh for this season? Do you see the joy of God unfolding even in dark and lonely places? Do you see the hope of God being revealed even when you express and feel doubt and uncertainty and fear? Do you feel the peace of God when everything seems really, really painful and uncomfortable? Do you feel the joy that's in this holy space? In the moments of laughter, in the moments of children, in the moments when we come together and remember that this journey we don't walk alone, just like Mary realized that on the doorstep with Elizabeth that moment. The journey is for all of us to walk together, to find strength in each other, to look for the hope, the peace, the love, and joy, so that at Christmas, our hearts may be transformed by the very one who loves us and shows us the holy way, bumps and all. The King of Glory comes so that we may have life and so that we might believe in the very promises of God from generation to generation to generation, that our God indeed makes all things new.